Mummy. I do like the sound of my music box. I love you, Mummy.
Oh, honey, I love you too. I got this music box especially for you when you go to sleep.
Oh, Mama, would you please read me a story? Would you read me one of those stories about spirit wars?
Oh, honey, you know we don't listen to spirit wars. It's too silly.
But, Mama, I'd like to listen to spirit wars just one time before I go to bed.
Oh, all right, just this once.
Oh, it is good to be here with you, my friends. Good thing to be here. And thank you for joining us, my wife, as we go into the journey. We're going to be reading some Apocrypha. Oh, yeah. Thank you for putting up with us, as it's been technologically a journey. It's been a journey, which I can't describe because it's been a challenge. Because we're also doing lots of things to make sure things keep rolling and we're making things happen and the show must go on. Yes, siree, Bob. How have you been, honey?
Oh, just doing good, enjoying the nice Hawaii weather. And
we had a nice lunch with, or coffee with our mother-in-law, with your mom.
Mm-hmm. Today. It's a nice Kona coffee.
She is a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, she is.
So we might end up with her actually doing a podcast pretty soon. She might actually do her own podcast. So we were talking about that a little bit. So that was really cool. And today we're going to be jumping back into Esdras. It looks like Esdras, but I want to think... people who are smart, who listen to us, for correcting that. And there's going to be, in the future, a lot of open line shows. We're going to turn on the phone system so you guys can call in and talk to us. It's amazing to me that people will listen to this show and not connect with us. And then finally they do, and we're like, whoa, dude. Whoa. So that's been a big honor. All right, let's get this live thing working. We're live on YouTube and Facebooks, and we're actually, I've been looking at the BitChute account recently. We have a BitChute account, and it's interesting. It's BitTorrent YouTube, uncensored, and you would expect all of it to just be terrible things, but actually it's a very interesting video sharing platform. Free from censorship, and that doesn't mean that it's full of evil nasties. It's actually got a lot of potential on there. So check us out on BitChute. P2P, a peer-to-peer fashion through this BitTorrent network. It means that you don't have a high bandwidth cost. Genius way to share video. Everybody thinks that because of all the censorship going on that we're going to have to all live in caves and it's all going to go underground. And actually, I think we're going to have stuff like this. The technology is going to allow us so that if you have an internet connection and if you have something like BitChute, torrents, you can't stop a torrent. Like, you can't stop peer-to-peer. That means computer-to-computer. Peer-to-peer means, like, if you have a computer and I have a computer, and I want to share something with you, and you have something to share with me, then we can do it. Even if, like, Facebook bans us, and Google bans us, and all that crap, we can still talk to each other. So don't live in a cave yet.
Amen.
What do you think? Did you know about BitChute yet? Did I show you this stuff? Not really.
You told me something about it, yeah.
And Jennifer's been looking, actually, into hosting for... We're doing this. We have a project that we're thinking about, Spirit Force. And she is the brains behind this. And it's something that's more monetized. Here on the Fringe Radio Network, everything is really a missionary operation. It's really something that is nonprofit. Although we have Patreon, some of our shows have Patreon, but that's a separate thing from Fringe Radio Network. So with that in mind, I believe that the Fringe is really something to donate into as we spend a lot of energy and time building other people's ministries. You know, and my wife is someone who has seen that. You know, we spend a lot of time just trying to get other people's stuff out there and build numbers for other people. The network itself is really all volunteer based, and there's a lot of counseling that goes into it. A lot of people have been able to get healing through listening to those podcasts and finding other podcasts. But we've been talking about doing kind of the Spirit Force, which is the next layer of Space Force. And what is going to happen when we go into space. And we've talked about that too. Another project I'd like to mention is just having the Fringe going 24/7. So that expect that more and more as much as possible. I'm going to be sharing some of Jerry Lee, the Manifester, his teachings on this channel. So sometimes some of these Spirit Wars broadcasts will actually include other people's teachings so that you can learn kind of some trippy stuff. I'm not going to be the teacher. I'm not going to be the guy to do it. If somebody else has already done it, I believe in standing on the shoulders of the giants. That's my philosophy. What do you think about that philosophy, honey? Sorry to keep putting you on a spot like that, but
well,
should we rebuild the wheel?
Yeah, I think that we're building giants every day.
Yeah, but like not having to redo something someone else has already done.
Yeah. It's a new thing.
A lot of channels you'll see like they want you to only go to them for all your information. We're different. We're like, hey, you know what? Go to this guy, go to that guy, go here, go there, go here. And yet, we're a hub of information, so it is worth it to tune into our broadcast and to check out all the shows on The Fringe. All right, so it's already been 8 minutes, oh my gosh. Okay, let's jump right into the second Ezra. So, honey, your voice is so pretty, and it's late. Obviously, we're always doing this very late. It's Saturday night, and instead of doing the laundry or, like, doing the floors, or we skipped the movies this time, but we're going to see Tolkien pretty soon. We're going to just jump right into this. And, you know, obviously the first few verses, it kind of sets it up, and it's the second book of the prophet Ezra, son of Sarias, and then a lot of names. Remember all these names? Son of Merimoth, son of Anger, son of a gun, son of a nerm, son of a derp. And then verse 4, finally, it starts it out. So the word of the Lord came unto me, saying. So do you want to read it?
Yeah.
Maybe I should let you actually see it so you can read it.
That'd be good.
Okay, there you go.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, go thy way and shew my people their sinful deeds and their children their wickedness which they have done against me, that they may tell their children's children. Because the sins of their fathers are increased in them, for they have forgotten me, and have offered unto strange gods. Am not I even he that brought them out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage? But they have provoked me unto wrath, and despised my counsels. Pull thou off then the hair of thy head, and cast all evil upon them, for they have not been obedient to my law, but it is a rebellious people. How long shall I forbear them, into whom I have done so much good? Many kings I have destroyed for their sakes. Pharaoh with his servants and all his power I have smitten down. All the nations I have destroyed before them, and in the east I have scattered the people of two provinces, even of Tyrus and Sidon, and I have slain all their enemies. Speak thou therefore unto them, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I led you through the sea, and in the beginning gave you large and safe passage. I gave you Moses for a leader, and Aaron for a priest. I give you light and a pillar of fire, and a great wonders I have done among you. Yet ye have forgotten me, saith the Lord.
That is really dangerous.
Thus saith the Almighty Lord, the quails were as a token to you. I gave you tents for your safeguard. Nevertheless, ye murmured there, and I triumphed not in my name for the destruction of your enemies, but ever to this day do ye yet murmur.
Ooh, danger. Danger, Will Robinson. Oh, so he's pretty pissed, you know. God is reminding us, like, all the things that he did for us, and then yet people are murmuring. They're like, meh. And it's this. There's a reason for this. There's a reason that the Bible and these books, they often recall what God did before. And then, you know, it really goes through the whole story. And then basically skipping down, it's like verse 25, seeing you have forsaken me, I will forsake you also. When you desire me to be gracious to you, I will have no mercy on you. Scary. When you call on me, I will not hear you. For you have defiled your hands with blood, and your feet are swift to commit manslaughter. Scary. But God wants us to be in his house, under his protection, and that's why we need to read the Bible, know his promises, know the timeline, know the history, the reality of it. And anyway, it goes down the list of what he's done, and he talks about the witness. I take to witness the grace of the people to come, whose little ones rejoice in gladness. Though they have not seen me with bodily eyes, yet in spirit they believe the thing that I say. Wow. I think that means the children. But anyway, we're not going to have time to read much more than just the first chapter. It's just Ezra chapter 1 today. But stay tuned. In a little while, we're going to turn on the live stream. It's going to be Jerry Lee the Manifester. And I'll kind of introduce him a little bit. Really fringe guy. And this is a really short broadcast today, actually. But stay tuned, because there's a lot to come. And just pray for us. There's so much happening. Pray that we can just establish the foundation of a lot of different projects and platforms and really missionary operations. I see a lot of people from around the world tuning in live, and thank you guys. We shall return shortly. Hey, Aaron V. Cox on YouTube and whoever else tunes in. So God bless you guys. And you want to say anything?
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in.
Blessings upon ye. Phoebe T. Amen. The Bible's a foundational springboard. That's right. Amen. Alrighty. Blessings. Blessings, guys. Okay. We'll see you really soon. Stay tuned for the 24-hour broadcast. That's thefringeradionetwork.com. Check out that website. Bless you guys.